Turn to Acts. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, beginning of verse 6. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passed by Mysia and came to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. You know, time have changed. People in the past used a lot of various ways to spread news. In the past, we had the Pony Express. We had telegraph machines. But today, oh my goodness, there's a plethora of methods to broadcast and to receive news. We have television, radio, text messages, cell phones, email, internet, just about anything. But as Janet mentioned, 50 years ago, God laid a radio ministry on the hearts of people that made up this church. And as you've already heard, there were some challenges along the way. But praise God, 50 years later, this radio ministry is still in existence. There are sports shows I used to listen to that are long gone. There are radio stations I used to listen to growing up, long gone. But guess what? Hope Wells Radio Outreach Ministry is still here. And you can say what you want, but I believe that's a God thing. I believe that's a God thing. The methods by which this ministry is accomplished have changed through the years. We've even expanded our ministry here to include airing our services live every Sunday. And if there's only one good thing that came out of COVID, that was it. That was it. We even provide a recording of the live event so people can access it later. I've got a buddy, I think his MO is he likes to take a cup of coffee and get out on his deck at about 2 in the morning and listen to our broadcast, because I'm laying fast asleep at night and my cell phone is plugged in charging, and at about 3:30 in the morning, the sound of a message coming in is the sound of a duck. It goes, wah, wah, wah. And in the middle of the night, that's what I hear. I don't even look at it because I know who it is. And praise God, they're getting something out of it. They're getting something out of it. We continue to look for new and different ways that we can share the good news of the gospel with the world that's outside of these walls, and we should. We should do that. I believe God has blessed this ministry through the years. I believe God's had his hand on it. And I believe he'll continue to have his hands on it. Have you ever thought about this? God could have chosen to spread the gospel any way that he wanted to. God could have written his message in the clouds, so that when we walk out of this church today, all we had to do was look up and we could read his message to us. He didn't choose to do it that way. God could have appeared to every one of us individually. And he could have looked at me or my wife Ginger and said, Ginger, this is the message that I have for you. He didn't choose to do it that way. God chose to use us every human being to communicate the message. God has chosen to spread His good news by other means. So in Acts chapter 16, we see three of those means. The first means is obedience. Obedience. Paul was on his second missionary journey, and he was preaching for Christ. He was preaching the good news. He was preaching the message that he had tried so adamantly to stamp out. Just as adamant as Paul was about destroying Christianity when he met Jesus on the Damascus Road, now he was just as adamant about building it up. Paul was on his ministry journey with Timothy and Silas and Luke. And they wanted to go to Asia Minor and preach the gospel. This is now what is modern-day Turkey. They wanted to go there and preach the gospel, but the Holy Spirit said, no, I got somewhere else for you to go. Paul had a vision that this man from Macedonia was saying, come and help us. So Paul obeyed that vision, believing that God had called them to preach the gospel there. Paul was obedient to God's word. And I have to believe that in the infancy of this ministry, there were men and women that were obedient to God's bidding on their hearts. Otherwise, this would have never happened. At some point, God laid this ministry upon hearts, and through a lot of work, it was birthed into a reality. 50 years later, it's still going. Aren't you glad that the founders of this ministry were obedient to God? Aren't you glad that they were obedient to the moving of the Holy Spirit leading them in this direction? How many people have been blessed? How many people have been blessed? How many people have came to know Christ because of this radio ministry? As Janet said, we may never know. But you know what I hold on to? I hold on to Isaiah 55:11, where it says, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Just as the Apostle Paul and those traveling with him, they were obedient to the Holy Spirit, so too were those involved in the start of this ministry. And that continues today with the staff we have upstairs that work tirelessly every Sunday to make sure that our message gets out beyond these walls. Obedience. Let me challenge you today. What areas do you need to be more obedient to God? If we know what we should do, then our response should be immediate obedience. Not arguing. Not shying away from it. Obedience. Obedience. On a personal scale, is there somebody that you know that needs the gospel shared with them? Have you done it? See, I'm a firm believer that if the Holy Spirit impresses on you to share the gospel message from yourself with somebody, I'm a firm believer that God's already prepared that other heart. I really believe that. We just need to do it. God may use your obedience to guide you to spread His good news to somebody who needs it. There was obedience. There was also faithfulness in evangelism. I got to set the stage here. In the ancient world where this was occurring, women were not considered as highly as men. There were women that believed in Christ and they were followers of Christ, but the synagogues were mainly filled with men. So when Paul arrived, I find it interesting as you read through this chapter, he didn't go to the synagogue as he normally would. Normally, that's the first place he went, and he went to preaching. But apparently, there wasn't enough Jewish men in Philippi to have a synagogue. And you know what? Paul could have easily taken the attitude, well, there's not enough men here. I'll just go on somewhere else. But he didn't do that because he was obedient. Paul knew he had been called to spread the gospel. So he decided to spread it with whoever would listen. He, because of that change that Christ made in Paul's life on the Damascus Road, he was compelled to share the gospel. That conversion experience made all the difference in the world. I love this quote by Dallin Oaks where it says, "The intensity of your desire to share the gospel is a good indicator of your personal conviction." What does your conversion, what does the change in your life mean to you? And let me ask you this. If it means the world to you, does that not place a burden on your heart for others that are lost? Don't you want them to have the same thing that you have? It should. Paul went to those people that needed the gospel. Matter of fact, not a man, but a woman by the name of Lydia heard Paul preaching, and she believed the words that he spoke. And guess what? Along the way, Paul got a chance to share the gospel with a Philippian jailer and his family. And they were saved. You see, God can use our faithfulness. God used Paul's faithfulness in clear evangelism to spread his good news. We've got to be clear when we share the gospel with people. In fact, we're commanded to share the gospel with people. He said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. All the world. Every creature. We know from other parts of the book of Acts, that Paul made the gospel message clear. See, the gospel message is a lot more than Jesus loves me, which he does. The gospel message is a lot more than just ask Jesus into your heart. We need to do that. But it's more than that. We ought to tell people about the greatness of God and his right as our creator to direct us in what we should do. You see, I don't look at the Bible and its tenets and rules and guidelines. I don't look at that as a shackle. I look at that as a freedom. I look at that as direction for my life to make me a better person. I don't always follow it the way that I should. But we need to communicate that to people. Let them know that sin is rebellion against God. We're all sinners that deserve punishment. But we need to tell them about what Christ did for us on Calvary. And that all of our sin can be washed away and we can be made as white as snow. We got to let people know that he's gone back to heaven and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, but one day he's coming back. One day those eastern skies are going to split and he's coming back. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first and that we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with him in the clouds and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And if we're not saved, it will be too late. We need to let people know that. That is part of the gospel message. We're responsibly for delivering that message faithfully. The slogan for the radio broadcast is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others. That is a clear message and one that has stood for 50 years. There's also suffering in sharing the gospel. Paul understood that in his life, but it didn't keep him from proclaiming the good news. He wanted his walk to support, not hinder, his spread of the gospel. On Paul's journey in this chapter, there was a demon-possessed girl that followed Paul, and she kind of heckled him. She was a fortune teller, and her masters made money off of her. Paul turned around, and Paul cast that demon out of her. Her masters were extremely upset because their source of income was gone. So they trumped up some false charges against Paul and Silas, and they were beaten. They were placed in stocks in the innermost part of a prison. You remember that? I would imagine there are some that would have sat there and said, I'm not saying one more word about this Jesus Christ. Look where it got me. Guess what Paul and Silas did? They decided to have church. They prayed, they sang, the other prisoners heard them, and God sent an earthquake. The doors busted open, their shackles fell off, and the Philippian jailer, he panicked. All these prisoners, my responsibility, and now they're going to leave. And he pulled his sword and was about to kill himself, and Paul stopped him. And he looked at Paul and he said, what must I do to be saved? Paul shared the gospel with him. And the Bible says it wasn't just him, but his family that was saved that night. You see, even through suffering, God's message accomplishes what it was sent out to do. Think about this radio ministry. Mr. Powers, that had the first idea, he never was able to see it through. But Mr. Ed did. Trouble getting tapes to the station. Fires up there. I didn't know about that, Janet. Fires. Power outages. Funding for this. There was a lot of things that could have gone wrong. But God saw this ministry through. Even now, today, every once in a while, we'll have hiccups with the internet trying to get our message out. The devil just seems to kind of get in the middle of the works. They put up with the slides that I send to them and when to move them, and sometimes I change things on them at the last minute and they still put up with me. But through it all, even if the devil seems to try and mess things up, God has seen us through. Lives are being affected, even today, by what we're sending out in this church. Yeah, there are some hiccups from time to time. Still, we press forward because we believe that sharing the gospel with others is important, even though a little suffering and frustration may come along from time to time. The good news of the gospel is shared in many ways. We share it from the pulpit every time we gather. We share it via our radio ministry every Sunday afternoon. We share the gospel one-on-one, just like we did in Vacation Bible School this week. hopefully touching the hearts of many children and adults. And we share the gospel online in our weekly broadcast of services, even having it available and stored out there for people to access at their leisure. Folks, let me tell you something. The method of getting the gospel out has changed, but the message is still the same. The message has not changed. Our communication methods, they may come and go. One day, email and cell phones may be just as obsolete as the Pony Express and the telegraph. But until Christ returns, I believe that God will continue to use the methods He's utilized for the last 2,000 years to spread the gospel. And it comes down to obedience to His guidance, our faithfulness in clear evangelism, and praising Him when suffering comes. Because you know what? One day we're all going to be in heaven. I hope we are anyway. And it's going to be worth it all. As we obey, share, and worship Him today, may He be pleased to use us to spread His good news. You know, I've not been here for the majority of the history of this radio ministry. But about the time I got here, we were moving into what we're doing now by airing our services every Sunday. People are being reached. People are being touched. And it supplements our radio ministry. We've got multiple arms reaching out beyond these four walls. And even though Ginger and I have not been here for the full history of this ministry, I appreciate what this church has done, the efforts put forth to get out the message of the gospel. That's our great commission. And you're living it. So to everyone that has had anything to do with this radio ministry, years, church family, because you are my family, here at Hopewell Original Free Will Baptist Church, Ginger and I want to thank you all for giving to the Lord. I saw it this week at Bible school. I saw you spending time with these kids, making crafts with them, and with them, doing science projects with them, sharing the gospel with them. I saw you hugging them. I saw you laughing with them. I saw you playing with them. And I know you're exhausted. But tell me, isn't that a good tired? That's a good kind of tired. So I thank you for giving to the Lord. And I've asked Ginger to do this today. And for everyone that's had anything to do with this radio ministry, and even going further than that, for what you do as my church family here at Hopewell, I want to thank you for giving to the Lord. Folks, this radio ministry is important, yes. Yes, we need to embrace new technology and continue to get the message out to people. But folks, we all have an individual responsibility to share the gospel as well. We need to be able to let people know what Jesus has done for us. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you for a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." The next time you see the word gospel, remember this. The G stands for we must go. The O stands for we must be obedient. The S stands for salvation is provided. The P stands for preaching is commanded. The E stands for eternal life is promised. And the L stands for is his love that has provided. That's the gospel. That's what we need to share. Have you done that? Will you do that? I realize that sharing the gospel with others can be intimidating at times. But we also must realize that we individually may be the only one that a person that is lost and bound for hell will ever listen to. There's a lot of people that will never come through the doors of this church. There's a lot of people that may never tune into one of our broadcasts or listen to anything on the radio, but they know you, they love you, they trust you, and they know there's something different about you. Share the gospel with them. I don't know what this church has paid through the years to share the gospel on the radio. I don't know. I know what this new equipment cost. But you know how much it costs for us to share the gospel with somebody else? Nothing. And yet we're commanded to do it. If our efforts lead one soul to Christ, it's worth it all. As we have our time of invitation, I'm going to ask you, if the Holy Spirit has touched your heart this morning, come and ask God to put a boldness and a passion inside of you to share the gospel with a world that is lost and dying. God did that for these men and women over 50 years ago. Ask Him to do it for you today. May our God bless you all and our church as we continue to share His gospel with the world. Will you bow with me in prayer? Father, what a wonderful day this is. And I have felt your presence here. Father, I pray that as we continue to share the gospel, it touches hearts and changes lives. But Father, give us that same passion individually and collectively as a church. Father, in this time of decision, we ask that you touch hearts, change lives, and open up pathways, Father, for us to share the gospel even more. We ask it in your precious and holy name.